All right, 24 minutes after 7 o'clock here on a Monday morning. Net neutrality has been in the news a lot lately because the FCC has essentially rescinded the Obama administration's plan for net neutrality, which was the essentially an open internet where every website would have equal access by every internet service provider. Joining us right now is Dr. Rosalind Layton. She's a former member of the Trump FCC transition team was there until this past April, and she can shed some light on what net neutrality is, what's changing, and how it's going to affect us as consumers. Dr. Layton, thanks for being with us.
Yes, well, good morning. So just so your listeners understand, there is a proposal by the FCC to vote on December 14th to restore internet freedom, which was the bipartisan consensus for having light touch regulation up through 2005. The internet was not broken in 2005. It wasn't some dystopia that was requiring a radical change, but that is what the Obama administration did. They dictated terms to the FCC at the time and voted on a 3-2. They made a 3-2 vote. Now, it is, you know, just by the rules of the FCC, you can undo that, but we've experienced in the last 2 years that investment has declined. 75,000 people have lost their jobs, people who work on deploying networks. And, you know, it's not been a great 2 years. So the idea is just to go back to the framework that's made the internet a success.
You call it internet freedom that, you know, but really what I, the way I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, what I hear from a lot of people regarding net neutrality is that if this change occurs, if the FCC votes on December 14th, you know, to do away with the way that things have been, that my internet service provider could make it easier for me to get to some websites, but could also slow down the speed to other websites. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Okay, that's not true. So let me explain the difference between these two things. Net neutrality means that you, as the end user, you have to pay the same for all content, regardless of whether you value it. So you may want to have some content for free. You may want some. You may want to pay for some. Maybe some you want at a discount. You're not allowed to express how you want to value that content. All the content has to be priced the same. Now you may say, "Well, gee, I like that idea," but the problem is that there's a lot of content that we might disagree with politically, for religious reasons, for, you know, personal reasons. Two-thirds of the internet is basically Hollywood sort of video entertainment. You might not want to be supporting that necessarily, or, you know, you may consume content in other ways. Internet freedom is about permissionless innovation. It is about the ability of different technologies to compete, that you can try. You can get broadband through your phone. You can get it at your home. You can get it in different ways. But the FCC is not allowed to decide the price. They're not allowed to decide the technology. They're not allowed to decide the, you know, how it's to be delivered. And this is, at the end of the day, a First Amendment issue, because our Constitution guarantees that the government cannot regulate speech. It cannot regulate traffic and expression. So at its heart, anything where the government puts a value on the internet violates, you know, our First Amendment. And just by the way, for your listeners, the jurisdiction and the policing of any bad actors is going to be at the FTC, where it was since 2015. So that is a the layers of enforcement are the Federal Trade Commission, the State Attorneys General. You have consumer protection law. You have Section 5 of the FTC Act. And you have these transparency rules, which the current proposal is actually strengthening. So you're actually ending up with more enforcement for bad actors, not less.
So, you know, as a consumer, how is this going to help me?
Well, so I would hope that you will get a lot more ways to have to lower the cost of broadband. During the time that the FCC rules were in place, the companies like T-Mobile, they wanted to offer free video and free mobile service, and the FCC didn't like those things. It was trying to investigate them and ultimately stop them. But this ability as a consumer that you want to get internet access for free, that is one of the kinds of models that wants to be tried in an internet freedom world. So my first hope is that consumers will get lower prices. The second is they'll get more competition. We've seen just in the last week, for example, Verizon is trying to offer a 5G service to compete with cable. So this means, you know, you may have a cable box to your home that the mobile provider wants to deliver a super fast, high bandwidth service through the air that's going to compete with a wire in the ground. So, you know, that is an exciting development. You know, we should have dozens of ways to get to connect to the internet, not just one, which is, you know, the goal of net neutrality is the same way you had a monopoly telephone network. They want a monopoly network for the internet.
We'll see how it all shapes out. The vote by the FCC on December 14th will gain, I'm sure, a lot of attention. Dr. Layton, I wish we had more time. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye now.